catch up on the bits you missed from Kennedy Malloy. Miss the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers, and you'll miss it for good. Visit your participating Ford dealer today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Start your engines, people. It's Friday. Oh, baby. Woo. Do we love a Friday show?
We do love a Friday show. And that came very quickly, I think, today.
What? The week's
Friday
just flown
already.
By.
It's week's flown by.
Crikey.
It's a good
All right.
sign,
there
isn't
you
it?
Go. Bring it on, I say. Hey, a special show today. Two of the funniest people I know.
Oh, my
both
God.
Both on the same program. Currently doing a lap around Australia. Ross Noble.
Oh, yes, please.
And Ursula Carlson.
Oh, unbelievable. We're very lucky to have those guys on the show. It's also Clown of the Week. And let me just say, Pauline Hanson's right up there. And a list goes on and on. And a late entry from a very well-known movie star who has gone and got married for 4 hours.
Vegas, I'm guessing.
Vegas,
was it?
You're
Vegas,
correct.
Scene of the crime.
Yeah, I'll let you know who that is very soon.
All right, we'll have the week in review as we
Great
always do. We'll have your calls. We'll take your tweets. Have I missed anything, James?
No, you have not.
Just get into it.
Let's
Good to
get
see
into
you.
It. Yes, thank you.
Are you on fire already?
Why am I on fire already?
Glad to see you've already got the Friday spirit going. You're a little tipple in the studio.
Well, Friday, you know, is a day where you know that's what
you're allowed to have fun.
Best
down.
Day of the week.
Best day of the week. I caught up with a girlfriend today, Dave.
Did you,
Lou, my girlfriend, and I just couldn't believe a story she told me that I'll share with you now. Yeah. And it involves how Dirty John, the Netflix series starring Eric Banner,
yep.
saved not only her life, but the next door neighbours.
Okay, I'm all ears.
All right, so Lou was downloading, binging on Dirty John.
Sure.
She was, I think there's 6 episodes. She'd just done 5 in a row. And
right.
it was really late.
Yep.
It was about 11 o'clock. Her husband's away. She was home by herself. And she thought, will I watch one more or will I just lock up the house, go to sleep? Her teenage daughter had come home, was in bed.
Yep.
She thought, no, it's so compelling, I'll watch one more. As she's watching it, she could hear a crackling noise in the background. She put it on pause. She goes, what is that crackling noise? Next minute she smells smoke.
Oh, no.
What?
Next door, the fence is on fire.
Oh, wow.
Starting to lap towards the house. She runs down with a hose and starts to put it out. They call the fire brigade and literally the house was about to blow.
Wow.
A gas cylinder was about to blow.
Jeez.
And they put out the fire, all thanks to Dirty John.
Well done,
if she
Eric
hadn't
Banner.
Been watching that last
wow.
ep, she would have been sound asleep.
Thanks, Eric Banner.
There you go. You saved
You've
life.
Done
you
some
didn't
good
know.
Good in the world.
I asked her, I said, after you finally got to bed, it made the news and everything.
Right.
You finally got to bed. You just go to sleep. She goes, no, I still had half of the
show.
So you watched the last bit of it.
What are you binging on at the moment? I always like to find
out
what you're doing.
I'm waiting on something. I've done everything. There's nothing for me to binge and
You've
I'm
cleaned
hanging out
Netflix.
I've cleaned it out. And
I watched
I'm,
Afterlife on the weekend.
See, I've already
that
done that.
So
Did you
good.
Love it?
I laughed and cried in
well,
every episode.
Well, you do that.
Good show.
I'm
a little overly sentimental, but it's a good show.
It is. It is sentimental. That's true. But you know, I'm not one to cry.
Well, yeah. We've got Clown of the Week coming up, and I reckon that's going to get a
Oh,
run.
Yesterday, honestly. It's probably up there with my, not my finest.
No, it was hilarious.
In radio broadcasting history.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, brother.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be?
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
This is a very current entry, only hours old.
Oh.
So we're going to put Nicolas Cage.
For what? He's, any one of his movies?
Not for his movies. He's just split from his fourth wife after 4 days of marriage.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Vegas, I'm guessing, yes.
Yes. He's filed for an annulment 4 days after getting married. The 55-year-old actor has requested a divorce if an annulment isn't possible. He was dating this bird. They started dating last April.
Yes.
They tied the knot on Saturday in Vegas.
Yes. Now, there's footage of that, and it doesn't go very well. We should get the audio. He accuses her ex-boyfriend of being a drug dealer.
That's right.
And he's ranting and raving at the actual
Yes.
The ceremony. There's, I've actually heard the audio. We should find it.
Well, I'll find it. I'll track it down. I think we've tracked it down. It's quite inaudible. But
Hear,
yeah, we can hear lots of raving and craziness going on.
A bit of ranting from KG.
Yeah. Well, a witness to the whole ranting and raving from KG said that he appeared most likely drunk and very out of it. No kidding.
He's getting
married in Vegas for the fourth time.
Can I tell you a story about someone I know? How do I do this? Okay, yes, someone I know who works in the industry who works in film, in the fashion department. You know,
costume design.
Yeah.
She had to go and fit out Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those American films that was being filmed out here.
Mm.
She flew to LA to meet Nicolas Cage, went in the office. He was lying on a couch in his Speedos.
Sure.
And she had to measure him up while he refused to move.
Oh, my.
Lying down. Tape measure.
See, that's the sort of thing you should do.
Lying on a couch in his Speedos and she had to run the tapes up and down and around because he refused to move.
That's terrible.
That's my idea of who's made it.
There's another guy you want to be.
Nicolas Cage.
I'll put him on my list. Yeah. So there you go. Shall we get into the main event, though?
Let's get into it. And I think we have to just, as a whole, I'm trying to think how to handle this. Let's clown One Nation.
One Nation and their principal people?
Yes, I have to break it up into different people. Of course, we had James Ashby saying he was on The Source. Yes. Let's just go to the initial footage from the Al Jazeera story that went to air and some of the claims and what was made.
If One Nation could get $10 million, you'd pick up 8 Senate seats.
That guarantees your balance of power.
If you went 20, you would own the lighthouse and our house. If it gets out, it'd rock the boat.
Well, it did get out.
It did get out. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, 8 Senate seats. That's how easy it is to buy the Australian parliamentary system.
And all of a sudden you own the joint.
Mm.
Terrific. That's great. Now, James Ashby did say, hey, you know what? It was just a meeting. Nothing really bad happened. Here's his excuse.
My classic defense.
I'll be the first to admit, we'd arrived in America, we'd got on The Source, we'd had a few drinks, and that's where those discussions took place.
Okay, that's not a great excuse, I don't think.
He's doing my material. That's my stock standard. Right. I've had that printed on a card. I just hand it out.
Now,
sorry, everybody. Standard apology.
Yeah. Look, what a debacle this is. So what you need is to have a very strong, eloquent leader.
Who's out there on the hustings.
Who's going to put everyone's fears aside.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Pauline Hanson and some of her press conference.
Let me make it very clear to the Australian people, I have never sought donations or political guidance from the NRA.
Well, that's because an insurance business and having cars, you probably wouldn't want to seek that from them. Now, Pauline struggled through this. She was obviously very emotional. Bitten on the face. She's trying to cover that up with her makeup. Let's just say, if you are going to talk about a leader who has been basically lauded in the world of how she's handled the Christchurch situation, Jacinda Ardern. Let's just have a listen to how Pauline refers to her as.
One Nation's firearms policy is one of the strongest and most widely accepted policy in the country. It is stronger than the new laws put forward by the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
Right. Now, you would accept that perhaps one of her advisors might say, oh, Pauline, it's actually not Ardern. But don't worry, she might do it again. Have a listen.
I have one of the strongest gun law policies in the country. Even it is stronger than the new gun laws that the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, wants to bring into New Zealand.
It's getting worse.
She's getting further away from
She is getting further
name.
Away from it. She continues with one of the more, the second part of the Al Jazeera series had a hidden camera where Pauline was sprouting forth about a ridiculous conspiracy theory about Port Arthur, which was a disgusting theory I'm not going to repeat. But when asked and pressed, where did you read about this theory? Here is Pauline's answer.
Yes, I agree. I read the book.
What was the book?
Look, it was about the Port Arthur. And it was a blue, light blue in colour. It wasn't a very big book. But anyway, it was sent to me.
What is going on?
Yes, so she's the leader of our party. She's talking about a light blue in colour book that wasn't very big. About issues that I would have thought pretty impressive. Thank you to Deb Knight, who did that interview too from the Today Show.
You need to think really seriously about whether you want to vote for that party. I know there's people out there, and for people who are genuinely upset with the system and, you know, who want an alternative voice, and there's so many reasons.
Yeah, of course.
But have a really good think about it, because they've disgraced themselves.
I think they've been exposed in a very, very clear way. Now, we're going to continue.
Even our Prime Minister has been shamed
into
taking them off.
And so that says something.
He had to be pushed all the way.
True.
We're going to lighten the mood now, because we've got plenty of clowns to go. Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3, because we want to hear what clowns you've got. We got more to come on Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We are in the middle of Clown of the Week. We've got a couple of calls ready to go. 1-3-3-5-3.
Where do you want to start?
Clown you, right?
Me?
For going, on yesterday's program.
Oh.
For going the blub in the middle of a segment.
I don't know what to say about that.
Middle of Gone Wild.
I don't think I want to hear this back.
Oh, you know, you've got to listen.
Have a listen. Do I need to give any more explanation?
We're talking about Zero the Dog, of course.
Zero the Dog.
Heartbreaking story.
He got shot in the stomach, saving his family.
That's right.
And I should point out that James crying about the dog, I should point out about 7 kids were shot.
That's right.
In this incident.
No mention.
As well.
I must say, I did forget about the children.
Here we go.
Zero looks up and instinctively threw herself in front of the kids and took the bullets.
Oh, Jane. Mick. Oh, my God. I don't know whether to laugh or cry either.
Okay, we better take a break.
Hang on. Yeah. So you two were pissing yourselves laughing.
That's the funniest thing I've seen on radio.
There's no on and off button with me when it comes to that. I'm sorry, everyone.
Well, it was
bring the mood down.
It was priceless, and they did put that dog down.
All right, don't say it again. I told you. Enough.
7 kids, I think, were shot in that incident. And
yeah, but they're all
right.
Yeah. The kids survived.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on to other things. What about Olivia Jade?
Okay, sure.
She's the daughter of Laurie Loughlin, who is one of the mothers who bought her daughter's university.
Spent about $500,000 buying a space, taking it off a kid who needed it.
That's right.
In a rorting program that favours
the rich. Trying to do the best thing for her children, which is pathetic.
And it blew up in their face.
Yes.
And they were under a lot of attack.
But here's the delightful daughter and how she speaks about her
parents. About the opportunity she grasped.
The opportunity that she had.
Having been...
How much she covered. Here she is.
My first week of school, I'm leaving to go to Fiji for work, and then I'll be in New York a bunch this year. So I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I do want the experience of like game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Oh, my God.
The system works.
If that was my child, wow, that's just insane.
All right, very good. Let's take some calls.
Yes,
Mark's
why not?
On the line. Mark, who would you like to clown?
I'd like to clown Brett Lee.
Yeah, okay, well done.
This is awkward.
He's a good friend of mine, and I feel terrible
like
doing
Brett.
It, but I have to concur. He's come out and given...
Australian fast bowlers are the ones you should get your political guidance from.
And Mark, can you elaborate for everybody who doesn't know who Brett Lee just endorsed?
He's done a 90-second endorsement of Tony Abbott, of all people.
Right.
Mark makes a good point. We shouldn't be taking our political cues from Australian fast bowlers.
That's right.
I'll be listening to Lenny Pesco to see what his advice. His advice.
Hey, can we just, Mark, let's just refresh everyone's memories. Let's hear a little bit of Brett Lee endorsing Tony Abbott.
Hi, I'm Brett Lee, a very former Australian cricketer. Tony Abbott supports the local community, and that's why I'll be supporting him. You know, he stands up for the underdog. You know, a guy that leads from the front. Tony's definitely got class. You know, that leadership skills that he has and that he's shown on, you know, the Australian front.
Where he was shafted from his party.
That's right.
That's not so
all right,
cool.
A bit disappointing.
Is that
the most embarrassing thing Brett Lee's done? I think not.
I know I'm different, I'm not from here, I'm just another guy. With blonde hair,
we should have shots of Tony Abbott over as a film clip for this song.
That's his Bollywood career.
All right, well done, Mark. Thanks for bringing that
We've
to
got
our
a prize
attention.
For you, Mark, too.
Yeah, we'll give you a $100 fuel card. There you go, Mark. Right. Well done, mate.
Lindsay.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Lindsay, what's going on? Who would you like to clown?
G'day, Mick. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Look, you've got a clown, the Channel 7 programmers, on the My Kitchen Rules program this week.
Mm.
Oh, sorry, last week when they were doing the biscuit challenge.
Yeah. Yes, now I watched this. This is where they got all the contestants to make a biscuit, and whoever the winner was would have their biscuit in Coles for a limited time to sell.
That's a TV show, is it?
Yeah.
That's precisely what happened. But believe it or not, they just put out their little recipes and they all started to cook. They went to an ad break and they showed the winners.
Oh, no.
They're advertising the winners already.
Oops,
that one pops up every so often, doesn't it? Yeah. When they just get it. We'd like to congratulate tonight's winner of the
Logie.
What? Haven't announced it yet.
Oh, Lindsay, that's a good find. We got a prize for you too.
Yeah, prize pack coming your way.
I like
Lindsay,
it,
thank
Lindsay.
You for listening.
You get the idea, people. 133353. Get on board. I've got a good one after the break.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week, 133353 if you'd like to get involved.
Okay, there's just a few I'd like to rattle off.
Sure. Go for it, Mickey.
What about the Melbourne engineer who lost his fart bullying case?
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Right. I like to go and sit in the courtroom. But I'd keep the windows open in that one while he's giving evidence.
It'll be a bit woofy.
Wowee.
That's terrible.
That is, that was the fart bullying case.
Yep.
It's lost on appeal. Who's appealing that?
Yeah.
Wow, someone was really offended by that fart. NASA needs to get a mention for cancelling the first ever all-female space work because the space station didn't have enough spacesuits of the right size.
Oh, gosh, it's 2019.
Maybe the girls need to slim down. Is that fair?
Oh, you're saying they chumbawumbed
it a bit.
I'm
just saying, if they don't
fare. They won't go down
a space suit's like a wedding dress. You should try it on every few years to see if you can still squeeze into it.
God bless you, Mick.
Hey, what about the ball pits? What about
for having being full of disease and making children sick.
Was there a quote? Could you find that? Get it out. There was a quote about the ball pit and all the bacteria that was on it.
Disgusting.
It was disgusting. What about Mel B? Mel B for revealing.
She's on your list.
Her
I don't know why you're clowning her. You were happy about this.
Yeah. Okay.
Explain what Mel B said.
I can't remember.
She said that she cracked on to Jerry. They had a lesbian affair when they're in the Spice Girls.
Sounds great.
But now Jerry's cracked it and she doesn't want a tour because she said she spoke out of school.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Well, sorry to hear that the Spice Girls tour has been sunk. What about this guy, the British Airways pilot who flew from Edinburgh, who flew to Edinburgh instead of Dusseldorf?
What?
It's an easy mistake. Yes. I mean, you get the globe out. It's
Scotland, Germany. Yeah. Wouldn't have thought.
One's north, one's east.
You know when you're driving your car and you haven't been concentrating for a few minutes?
No.
Where am I?
Yeah, that's
Geez,
how
do I get here? How did I get here?
That's just you, Mick.
Okay.
Can I throw one in?
Yes, please.
Sure. Perth's Hopman Cup has been axed after 31 years. But don't worry, they're still going to have the tournament. It's just going to be for men only.
Okay.
So it's all worked out well.
Well, what's the Hopman Cup? Oh, yeah, that's the...
Hopman Cup is in WA.
Don't
it's
take
really
that
hurt.
Tone with me. Yeah, it was a genuine
Paul
question.
Paul McNamee founded it. Tennis legend Paul McNamee said he was sad the tournament wouldn't no longer be happening in Perth. They're going to move it.
So they're just going to hold the tournament but cut the chicks out?
Yep.
You know, tennis is the only sport, world
Here
sport.
Here we go. Yep. So, oh, yeah.
Gather around, kids.
I'm about to make a very good point.
Oh, okay.
Tennis is the only major sport where the women and men compete in the same tournament. So at the golf or at other world event, you don't have them simultaneously occurring.
And what's your point?
My point is it's been going on for too long. I think they should... Maybe find some common ground for some mixed doubles, but otherwise they're very independent.
Okay, I'm going to move on from
go there. Their own way.
I've got another one.
Oh, yeah?
Kmart for selling a toy that looks like a dildo.
Well, then Kmart.
Wrapped in a banana peel sheet. They're these little toys, but honestly, you peel back the banana peel and wacko the chook.
You sure they're not collectibles for mum? Here's mum's. Hey, we've got Richard on the line. Richard, fire away, mate.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. McDonald's for their latest TV advertisements.
What about them in particular?
It's the Meatloaf song that they use for the music in the background.
I would do anything for love.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave.
What's the very next line in the song after that. I won't do that.
But I won't do that. Yeah. I won't chow down on a Macca's.
Hey.
Someone didn't think that through very well, did they?
Someone hasn't thought through Meatloaf doing an ad for Macca's.
That's true.
That's where it's all going to end up.
What about when he did the AFL Grand Final?
Oh,
remember it was the same song, too.
Same song. Very good.
Come on, Meatloaf.
That's great. Thank you, Richard, for the call. Have we got Jim? Because I wanted to speak to Jim.
Let's get Jim on.
Come on.
He's just dropped out, I've been told.
Okie dokie.
Okay, all right. Well, I think we'll...
We've covered a fair amount of ground there, I'd say. Hang on, now we got Jim.
Jim's back.
Hello, Jim. Who do you want to nominate? Because this makes me laugh. Who do you want to nominate?
Well, I was watching telly this morning and the Pope was doing his big thing, whatever they do. I'm not a religious person, but every time they went to kiss him on the hand, he'd pull his hand back, a little bit, a whole lot, and then sort of shove him out the road and get another one.
Jim, are you telling me you want to clown the Pope?
Well, I'm not religious.
That's all right.
Well, what's the Pope not letting people kiss his hand?
People were meeting him in a mass, and he was putting out his ring that you have to kiss.
Yeah. That's the ring.
Don't giggle when I say that. Yeah. And they all go, but... he pulled his hand back, and it was really bizarre. There's footage of it over and over. Apparently, he says it's for health reasons.
If it's one thing I can't stand, it's a Pope who's frigid. Isn't he supposed to kiss feet? Okay. Isn't the Pope supposed to kiss feet? Doesn't he get off the tarmac?
Let's not get into deep.
We've just tweeted the tarmac.
Don't worry about it.
He's pashing a tarmac. It's his job. It's your job, mate. You don't have to do a lot.
Pash
the tarmac.
And get on with it.
Get your ring out. Let's go a tonguing.
With due respect.
Yeah.
With all due respect, you nutty dress-wearing fool.
We have just tweeted that photo to you to see at Kennedy Malloy. Hey, Ross Noble will join us next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Last time Ross Noble was in, he drops this bombshell about his wife and Mick Malloy.
There's a bit of a crush on you.
Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Hello.
Here we go. But it turns out Mick is something of a talking point in the suburbs.
She was discussing this with some of the mums on the school run, and it turns out this one... it's all the mums.
Don't tell him that, for God's sake.
And Ross's wife has future plans for Mick.
Basically, she actually said to me, ask him if you die, would you take over?
Well, that's a big yes from me.
There you go.
Well, we're glad to see he's back in the studio fit and healthy, so Mick will have to stand down for the moment.
Oh, Lord.
Please welcome back Ross Noble.
One of the great comedians of the world in here, and we're pulling out some dodgy old bits. I did share it. We could have had some many highlights from your wonderful, varied career. Ross, how are you?
I'm always very well, thanks.
Have you in the studio.
It was nice when I turned up and I walked in and all I heard was your voice go, pass the Pope. Pass the Pope, which I thought was a new exciting feature you were doing on the show.
That's right.
It's like a sort of a pinata, but instead of
pass
hitting
the
it with
pub. It's something part of your vernacular, of course.
Pash the Pope.
Yeah.
Pope, wasn't it?
Pope.
Pub.
Pope. The Pope. His holiness, the Pope.
Can I buy a vowel?
Oh, you see, never confuse the... That's my accent, isn't it? Never confuse the pontiff with a Pope.
Correct.
It can lead to, you know...
Or it could be the same one and the same thing.
I'm very fond of one, not so fond of the other.
If you're, say, lonely and you're on the dating scene, what you might like to do is dress yourself up, camouflage yourself as tarmac, right? And then on a papal visit... just lie there, little opening, and then wait for His Holiness to get off. When he comes down to kiss the tarmac,
you know you want it.
Take advantage.
I'm over here.
I love your language too.
You know,
His Holiness. It's very respectful.
True story, Ross. A friend of mine who was a Qantas steward on a Qantas flight. The Pope was on it, and he was in first class, obviously up the pointy end of the plane, and he fell asleep. And my friend went and put on the papal gowns and the hat.
That is actually outrageous.
And took a photo. And
that is amazing.
I've seen the
photo. I'm not offended by it. I'm very amused by it.
Very impressed.
Because do you think they do it? You know when you're on a plane and they go, oh, can I just take your jacket for you?
Yeah.
Take it away and hang it up. Do you think they're just trying it on?
I think so.
Surely the Pope, you know how he has to...
He's on here.
Look,
he's off.
Look, let's not bother plugging it.
No.
That's right.
Let's just make this about the Pope. You know how the Pope, he's got his Pope mobile. he's got his little vehicle. Yes. It's essentially a ute with a glass box on it.
That's right. They talk it up all the time.
He's driving around in his... Well, he's not driving. He's just standing
there. He's up
there.
The back.
A lot of pressure on the fella driving, though, because if he takes a sharp turn, the pups... He's like a Garfield.
What happened?
he's smacked against the window, you know? But surely if the pup... I've often thought if I was the pup, I'd fill it with oil and I'd float around like a lava lamp. But
you've thought about this a lot.
What about putting cash in the back and having cash grabs when everyone runs around tries to do it? Maybe maybe some Teslotto balls. Who knows? That's great.
When he's on a plane, though, if he's just sitting in first class, no one can see. If you're a helicopter, but alongside, surely what they need is like the Portmobile, but you know on the old the Lancaster bombers where they used to have
the glass bubble
where they'd shoot. Lower the Pope down into that.
Into that.
And then anyone who's, say, on a romantic hot air balloon flight, just go, who's that over there?
The surprise look on their face when they see the Pontiff coming towards them at about 800 kilometres an hour.
Especially as those glass things underneath would probably magnify him. So it would look like he had a normal sized body and then a giant Pope face.
Look at his big pot face. Look at a fishbowl. All right. Well, you get the taste.
I love a good severe roasting of the Pope. It never goes astray on
the Pope's had it too good for too long.
He really has.
It's an easy gig, don't you think? I was wondering where you put his hat in the plane, because the hat probably wouldn't be carry-on, would it? Would you have to...
You'd have to put the big, tall one.
His big hat!
It would go... If you turned it horizontally, it would go in the overhead locker.
Correct.
But imagine that if you got on...
Or you'd be angry.
You saw this holiness has put his hat in. You know when somebody's put stuff in there and you think, I'll just jam it in, and he gets off and it's all wonked off to the side. He's just got... It's at a right angle.
Because
then he would have to walk diagonally. He'd have to lean like that.
Imagine sitting behind the Pope in a cinema.
Dude, take the hat off. Just like, how lucky can you be?
Although what you could do, if you were behind him in the cinema, if he wore, you know how he's got that little one, the little square one?
Yeah,
if you had that one, you could put some popcorn in it. You could just reach forward. Thanks, Your Holiness.
I'm going to have to stop you there for 1 minute. We're going to take a break, Ross Noble, and we're going to come back. Can you hang around?
Of course, can.
I heard you going to pitch some TV ideas.
I've got some ideas for you.
Really?
For us.
Does it involve a Pope?
And it does now.
A bunch of shows, Ross. Man. He's playing the Palais Theatre in St Kilda tonight, in fact, and tomorrow night as well. Then next
go
week...
a lot. If you're in Melbourne, you're an idiot if you don't
miss
have a
the
look
show, idiot.
How good's the Palais? It's a fantastic. It's your natural habitat. Yeah. And whereabouts? You're going country around...
Yeah, Chuka next week and Warrnambool. You're in Geelong and Horsham as well.
Don't worry about it. Enmore Theatre in Sydney, also in Canberra Theatre.
Illawarra.
Blue Mountains. Bloody hell. How beautiful.
Yeah.
What are you doing up there?
I'm doing
some logging material.
A lumberjack hut.
Bill. All right, well, all the details are at alist.com.au.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We have Ross Noble in studio. A heap of shows all around Australia. Go alist.com.au. Joining Jane and Mick, this is Kennedy Malloy.
Humanoid. I'm on it to it now.
It looks good written down, but when you say that loud, it's a terrible name for a show.
What does it mean? What's the vibe of the show? What are we going
to
hear?
To be honest, it sounds too much like hemorrhoid. That's the problem.
I'd go and see that. Yeah. 5 stars.
I give it a title, but it's just, it hasn't got a theme.
I understand. It's your life.
It's just whatever.
What's happening?
I do have a giant two-story high set of my head split in two.
Oh, that's
with
excellent.
Light up synapses between the two.
Hey, so how does that work? Does it pull away and you are revealed in the middle of the head?
Through the middle of it.
Oh, like a Monty Python cartoon.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
That's excellent. Now, you're talking to us before that you had some ideas for TV shows.
I see enough of you on TV. Because, by the way, you've done some great television work overseas and you were recently voted. So, is this Channel 4?
Oh, that was years ago.
Is it?
Yeah.
2007.
That was quite a long time ago.
I'm up to date. But that's a high price.
So I've decided, because I listen to the show. It's great to hear on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought, I've some TV show ideas.
Really?
For you two.
Oh, really?
Mick's
very difficult to work with.
The first one I thought of, right, you know, and this sounds like a show that's already on.
Okay.
But just take it to that next step, right? What about this? Divorced at First Sight.
How does it work?
It works. The two of you go head to head, right? The big prize, there's a house. There's cars, there's a jet ski.
You split it or what?
All the big things. And then you have to go through a messy and difficult divorce, right? And then to see who wins the prizes, or do the lawyers keep the money?
Hey.
I like it. Do you the divorce?
That's a winner.
It's hard to be divorced at
first sight. No, you already start. It's like
you're
married,
and then you come in.
You reverse the whole process.
You tip people who aren't together. See what I mean?
You can
be married to other people.
I'm with you 100%.
So you just go through the divorce. Yeah.
Easy. Cage has given it a go. He's almost divorced at first. So I like it. I'm writing it down.
This is my favourite, right? Is my favourite, right? Now, you can decide which way around this goes, right? What about this? Mm-hmm. Celebrity blackout. Right? Celebrity blackout.
Oh,
right?
Hello.
Somebody. Yes. Now, this could or could
is it
not,
a race?
This could take place on Mystique. I'm not saying.
Oh,
I'm just saying, jeez, right? So somebody gets so blind drunk, like you get a doctor in to make sure that they are absolutely beyond paralytic.
Well, that
right?
could be either of
I mean,
us.
It could be either of you, right? And then what you have to do is, it's a bit like that, you know how show Mr. and Mrs. where you have to, to talk about what the other...
Oh, yeah, he says, she says.
And then... You have to piece together what happened in the studio, right?
A bit of detective work or retracing steps.
Exactly, and then you ask questions. And if you want, you can, a bit like the film Memento, you could write clues for yourself on your body in texter or lipstick.
We've done that before.
So I thought that might appeal. I caught this other one called Bogan's Heroes.
Bogan's Heroes?
I'm not sure what it is, but I think it's a group of Bogans, and they have to, you're the host of it, and you have to offer them a chance to behave in a heroic manner or take a cash prize. So that'll be a bit fun. What about this one? What about this one? I've got loads of them. The Kennedy assassination, right? Right. So Mick has to dress as famous people.
Oh,
right?
Great!
You dress as famous people who have been assassinated. You live your life, and then you have to have a paintball gun, and you have to pop out and dispatch him at some point.
Assassinate you.
I was thinking of you being killed.
No, it's one much better this way.
He gets to take a shot at Jane from the high tower.
This is better.
What about this one? What about this? The Malloy ploy, right? This is where Mick has to dress in prosthetic makeup, completely disguise himself, right? And then has to gain entry into drinking establishments that he's previously been banned from.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you know what? That would be a great... I'm seriously...
Nick, there's so many around this country.
Me trying to get back into venues I've been barred from would be...
Was it Townsville? You can't go back in a pub there?
The whole of Townsville. Everywhere. Right, that is a great idea.
There you go. You can have it. What about this? Me, Tarzan, Eugene. I haven't fully thought that through, but it's basically...
I like
it's
the just, title, Rob.
What do I do?
It's the two of you living in a jungle trying to raise a baby chimp. Or I've got this is the best
okay,
one. This is the best one, right? Try this one, right? Right? Love lockup, right?
Yeah.
So basically, Jane, right, you're the warden of the love lockup. It's a prison. It's an actual...
Prison, and I wear a uniform.
It's a female prison. Right?
Oh, my
do I get a conjugal visit?
Yes.
Yes.
So what happens is, right, Mick, you have to sneak in, right? And it's like a dating show. You have to date female prisoners to find... Love
and do I have to guess which one he's rooted?
No. Is there like a lineup, like a police lineup, where I get behind glass and go, number three, step forward.
If you step forward and say, oh yeah, and then he has to do that without you
knowing.
It's like it's got an element.
Cat and mouse.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Go to the CCTV footage.
Don't worry.
Do you know there's a guy I know in there?
These are so good.
There's a restaurant in Melbourne called D'Estasio, and there was a guy who was banned from there 20 years ago, and he's made several attempts to get back in. Disguises.
Really?
He'll turn up with a big moustache going, hello, I'd like to book a table, please. And they're going, mate, out. He's written letters. I think he's got some kind of a reference from someone in the royal
That's
family.
That's funny.
And Ronnie
horse.
Ross, those ideas, we are literally going to put in a time capsule because God only knows in some way, executive at one of the networks, boxes.
They're writing those down as we speak.
Thank you so much for thinking about us.
Always a pleasure, Ross. The Palais tonight in Melbourne and Saturday night, and then he's on the road, people, coming to a town near you. Where will we post those dates?
We'll put them up on Twitter and we'll put Instagram story as well, at Kennedy Malloy.
Excellent.
Good on you, Ross.
Thanks for having me.
Ross Noble.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Last hour for the week, people, and then it's party time. Woo. Let's get ready to rumble. Big hour. Hey, we might do. I've got a very good story I want to talk about. Is it
how intriguing?
Is it Men Are Idiots?
Men Are Idiots.
It might be a Men Are Idiots.
We haven't done it for a while.
We haven't done it for a while.
Yeah, there's so many stories have been coming up.
We've also got the Week in Review.
Yes, we have.
Which will be fantastic.
I hope it's not me crying again.
Well, I think it'll get a run. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but first, let's open up with the big guns.
Last time we caught up with Ursula Carlson, we found out all the ways she's been using her time. She's taken up golf.
I didn't realise I was a middle-aged white guy, but apparently I am.
She's been desperately trying to make sense of Marie Kondo's clothes folding techniques.
There's a big flaw in there, because if you're a bigger unit, you cannot try fold. Because then it just looks like you've rumbled up a two-man team.
And she's been training for celebrity boxing matches.
You should box on with Manu.
Manu from My Kitchen Rules. Yeah, I can fight him.
If you have to fight a chef, I'd rather him than George Columbus. He's definitely punchy.
Let's find out what she's up to now. Please welcome back Ursula Carlson.
Hello.
We're thrilled to have you back.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's amazing to be back. And I just packed my suitcase coming over, the Marie Kondo
The Marie Kondo way.
Yeah, brought two T-shirts and a pair of knickers. So.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
I have a feeling she's going to sort of drop off the radar in a minute. I think she was sort of a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those shows.
Like,
who
cares?
When you watch those hoarder shows, you kind of watch it to feel better about the fact that you don't vacuum as often as other people. You go, I'm not that bad. Sure, I only do the washing once a month.
I agree.
But,
it made me feel good. And I'm just thinking something's going to be revealed. She's a big fat fake. Well, big skinny fake, actually. Yeah. She's this too perfect. Yeah. We're going to hear really dark stories come out about
about what? Kondo. She's got a
other people's fingernails and chewing it.
There's going to be something dark.
Yeah. Now, listen to that opening. You're very sporty. So you took up golf.
Yes.
You're contemplating boxing.
Yeah. I've played tennis with Serena Williams.
Oh, wow.
There's a clip on my Facebook. Yes.
You're very confident in the way you're answering this.
Yeah, I am.
You can't just drop that like
Serena Williams, if you play tennis with Serena Williams and she says to you, you've got a great forearm.
Wow.
You go with that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, I never have to go to the gym because I have that.
How did that happen? I'm intrigued.
When we had the earthquakes, the Kaikoura earthquakes 2.5 years ago, we did a fundraiser, and her and her sister and Courtney Cover, we did a fundraiser.
Fantastic.
And I hosted it, and then I played with her against her sister and Courtney Cover, a doubles match, and I hit the winning shot, and she goes, "You've got an amazing forearm." And then she hugged me, and I had a little tear.
Wow. Well, there you go. Well,
fangirling.
That was a win-win all round. Yeah. And now I hear you're taking up, you're going to parachute.
I heard you were
going to jump out of a
plane. Skydiving what?
Look.
Skydiving.
I was hoping this wouldn't come up. I asked my publicist not to mention this. I wanted to skydive in Melbourne because I'm really scared of heights, and I thought this would be a great way to, you know, sort of overcome that. And then set the whole thing up, and then they go, and we'll weigh you just before you go.
Yes.
I went, sorry, just back up a minute there. Oh. What did you say?
What?
Yeah.
They weigh you before you skydive.
Off.
Because they tandem. They strap you to another person.
Get a really small person to strap to you.
You know how small they're going to have to be? I'm going to have to tandem with a 5-year-old. So they was like, okay, wait. So you, now you know what I weigh. They go, yeah, and then we write it on your hand.
No.
I mean, no. I don't need anyone to write my weight on my hand with a Sharpie. Now for the next 3 days, everyone goes, whose phone number is that? No.
Ursula. I'm with you. And you know what? Guys don't seem to care about that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, whatever. No one's thinking of us chicks. I can't stand that stuff.
It's for safety reasons, Jake.
Oh, now, safety. Yeah.
When
that's
I was
right.
in your neck of the woods, or when I was in Queenstown, I did the same thing. So very late in the day and after a couple, me and my brother decided, why don't we go and do one of those tandem parachutes where you run off the side of a cliff and you're in the air. So we turned up. It was in the day and there's all these blokes sitting around and they looked at us and went, Jeez. and to call two blokes who were like the size of jockeys.
Yeah. Oh, to come out. Go with you.
And I'll never forget this. He's going, oh, mate, there's not a lot of wind. He said, we're really gonna have to run at this.
Wow.
And I'm going, what do you mean? Like there's some element of danger here. As we were running, he guys screaming, keep running, keep running. My feet go off the edge and I hear gravel go over and down into the river. It wasn't fun.
Okay, no, what annoyed me, they're combining two sports that I hate now, running and jumping off the side of a mountain.
If you are afraid of heights, why don't you just go to one of those restaurants that's up really high and just sit by have a table seat?
I wanted to do that. And then last month in Sky City where they have that, the glass floor and the lookout cracked. The whole floor cracked. But the thing that scares me is that they've got signs everywhere that says, don't worry, the glass is just as strong as the concrete. Well, the glass just cracked. What's happening with the concrete? Now I'm just scared to go anywhere near Sky Tower.
Are you bonkers? That's crazy.
Can you hang around? Yes. We've got some shows to plug, which we'll do now. And we'll come back and we'll talk to you again.
I'm fascinated to hear about.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival this weekend, tonight, up till April 20. Then you can Brisbane, Townsville, Canberra, Launceston, Hobart, Adelaide, Perth, Newcastle and Sydney, all at livenation.com.au for those ticket details.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ursula Carlson is in studio. By the way, Loser, which is the name of Ursula's show, is performing tonight at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, livenation.com.au.
Are you nervous? Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
You got this?
Yeah, because tonight's sold out, so I'm like,
That's great news.
I can do that. Yep.
Of course you're sold
out. Well, this week is sold out, but next week, you know, I've got two more. But
Everybody, I'm going to be there next week.
Yes.
Everybody, buy your tickets. You've got to come and see Ursula. You'll literally wet your pants laughing.
Yeah, and bring some change because I'm doing a fundraiser at the end, of just buckets for Think Pink, the breast cancer people that help families.
Great move.
Good for you.
We'll be thinking of that when we do that. Now, apparently, you say you're quite a competitive
person.
Here
we go.
And that's why Loser is such a weird name for my show.
It is. I'm getting those vibes the more I know you. I think, you've got that hunger. You've got that desire to win.
Yeah, well, it's more than that because I've got a bit of mongrel too, so I'll fight you for it. Yeah.
Hey, all right, so on.
I'd like to see this.
Okay.
Stand
by for this one.
All right, here we go.
You've made an outrageous claim that I'm going to take you on about this one.
Bring it.
You reckon that you make the best pork belly going around.
Yeah. What's your question?
I'm going to take you down, bitch.
Bring it! You organise a kitchen and I'm there and I'll bring my tickety
off. Mate, because I swear to God, I've cooked for so many of my friends and family. Mind you, I do ply them with lots of alcohol before.
She's a good cook. She's really.
But I've got to, I'm not even going to find out your recipe. I'm not going to give you any tips. We're going to have a cook-off. Yeah. Why is your pork so good?
All right, and I'll judge it then. All right.
Look at you giving up your time.
He's so good.
What a legend. No, you know what? I mean, I'm sure you're a great cook.
Hey, that's slightly patronising.
Mine comes from the heart. Mine is love.
You are by the books. You are by the numbers.
I cook for my friends.
I
feed them. I give them love.
You sound like you're on My Kitchen Rules now. Yeah. Oh, I cook from the heart.
Yeah, look, I'll talk about my dead grandmother if I have to, mate.
What's the secret to a good pork belly?
Well, I do it the Italian way.
Oh, like a porchetta.
Yeah.
So I would have thought Asian.
It is moist.
Moist.
Yeah.
I like crispy.
Oh, yeah, no, the top is crispy.
Oh, yeah?
I do both, mate.
Oh, hang on. Now you're doing both.
And moist the meat. So your brain goes, what's happening? Powerful taste explosion. That's what it is, mate.
I really feel like a pork belly right now.
Me too. I'm hungry.
So Asian would be good because they love the pig.
They do.
The pig is the king of it.
Do you know what I've said, though? I do have a lot of friends who say they can't cook, and I say that's not true. You can cook. You don't want to. And
if you can read, you can cook.
Correct. And what I say is that for people who don't, you're missing out on something in life, which as you get older, you miss out on, is compliments.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, you cook for people. People go, that's really tasty, thank you. And you go, I feel good about myself. It's one thing people forget, it's for free.
Yeah.
That's
but
sad.
It's a free compliment.
That's really sad.
You're
sad. You need compliment. You cook so people show you thanks.
Friend,
what a sad, lonely woman.
Going through something, I get them to come over and we cook together.
See?
And what a beautiful experience.
It is a great experience.
Yeah, that and finger painting. you can't beat it.
Honestly, agree.
I feel the same way when I make my cheese and ham toasted sandwiches.
This guy doesn't even have a freezer. Special. Hey, we are thrilled to have you in. Good luck for your show tonight.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see you all around Australia. Yes. You've got to go and see us. Yes,
you've got to go. If you're in Melbourne for the Comedy Festival, you want to go and see this show. It'll be one of the best, no doubt. And then on the road all around Australia, you can...
Busy lady.
Yeah.
Good it's on good. You.
What a great problem.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Tickets at livenation.com.au. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Personally, I think you're a f***ing idiot.
Most definitely inept.
You couldn't possibly know that.
He has set off a world of woe.
I can't hear you.
You blistering idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
We have people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
133353, if you know a man who may be an idiot, you may be married to him, might be your son, might be your dad. You are surrounded by high-quality men.
I know that. I'm a very lucky girl. I'm very lucky.
Hey, can I? Do you want to? We had one earlier today.
Well, we did. So. Well, I might as well put him in. I put him in clown, but I also put him in Men Are Idiots. It's Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Men Are Idiots.
He just got married again. He's 55. Mm. He married his fourth wife. Her name's Erica Coik. Oi. they've just split up
Erica
after
Coik Cage.
4 days. Yeah. Apparently, there's a bit of a carry-on that went on. She was, the whole time he started yelling when they were coming out of the church or whatever you get married in Vegas, she's going to take all my money. Her ex is a druggie. And he looked most likely drunk and very out of it. So it doesn't have great signs, so he's going to have it annulled.
4 days. That's a long haul in Vegas.
Yeah, that's true.
It is.
In normal terms, that's like a 30-year marriage.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to know the figures?
Who
that
was
come
the quickest?
Out?
The quickest was, what about Britney Spears? Didn't Britney Spears?
She did.
She was a few hours.
That was like 4 hours, and someone, obviously a manager, has flown in and gone, sign this.
Yeah.
You're out.
Oh, my God.
You go to bed.
So you still have this crazy dream about getting married in Vegas.
We're going to do a listener party. We're going to fly our listeners over to Vegas for my Bucks party.
Yep.
And I will marry someone.
Am I organising that?
Yep. And then I will marry someone in a chapel and probably get divorced, Nicolas Cage style.
Well, I will insist on an annulment because you have your fun and then
what sort of woman are you looking for, though?
Ask that, Dave. Okay. Where's in Vegas?
Kind of a tired old stripper.
Okay.
But you'll have a good life.
In Vegas, who knows?
Sure.
It's a
you never know who you might find.
Of possibilities.
It is
indeed.
Hey, can I quickly, before we get to the calls, I want to mention this. This is my favourite story of the week.
Go ahead.
A 57-year-old man, a wanted British man, has attempted to flee Australia on a jet ski while armed with a crossbow.
What?
Men are idiots.
or he's a genius.
No, he is fantastic.
Can you fill me in? What's going on?
A 57-year-old man, a Briton man, is subject to an outstanding warrant for charges in Western Australia.
Okay.
The man almost made it to Sabai Island in the Torres Strait archipelago. He's gone from Darwin, Wooshka, across the Torres Strait. And
on
just
jet ski.
And got to just 4 kilometres south of Papua New Guinea.
Hey,
he was arrested on the mudflats on the eastern side of the island. Local alerted police at the tip of Cape York that the man armed with a crossbow and carrying additional fuels and supplies had been launching a jet ski.
See, that was my question. Yeah. How far can you get on a jet ski? But that's he had extra fuel. Mm. He's thinking of everything.
This is like an episode of Mad Max or something. So we've got a guy on a jet ski
extra
with a
fuel.
Crossbow. Girls, that's a catch.
The crossbow fascinates me too as a weapon of choice.
To be honest,
is this for pirates on the high seas?
It's a bit Walking Dead, isn't it?
It is.
You freak the pirates out. Imagine if you were sailing a boat or just on a cruise ship and you went, guys, I think I just saw a guy on a jet ski with a crossbow.
Surely there's a cheaper and less heavy and cumbersome weapon you can take.
Men are
here's my favourite quote. You've got to love the Queensland Police. Jock O'Keefe of Queensland Police said, he gave it a red hot go.
Oh, that's good. So they're giving him a little bit of credit.
He stuck out.
Yeah.
That's great. Hey, we've got some good idiots
on
the line. Let's start with Mitch. G'day, Mitch.
G'day, how you going?
Good. Who's in Men Are Idiots you know?
Well, unfortunately, I'm taking that card.
It's you.
Idiot.
Great.
What'd you
Mega
do?
Idiots.
Well, look, so my wife wanted a gluten-free loaf of bread, so I thought to save me the hassle of spending that bit of extra money, I'd bake one for her at home.
Okay.
Good for you.
So I thought, look, I'll earn some brownie points. And it's proving a warm environment.
Okay.
Now for me, I went with in front of the heater under my desk as proving in the warm environment, sure. And it wasn't quite
the environment that they meant, like just in a kitchen, sitting there on a bench.
Put it under my doona. That's what I would have done.
I was going for the warm environment, and my feet were pretty cozy under the desk, so I thought it might be all right. But no, it turns out it didn't
get
work.
Get Mitch's own cooking show.
Mitch, yeah. We right love that. Away. And a prize for Mitch for baking something for his wife.
Prize pack.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch. Hello, Gabby. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Who's the idiot you know?
I want to actually nominate my lovely brother.
Go ahead.
Men are idiots.
This will be good.
Yeah, so he's gone through the trouble of going to law school. He's done a 3-year law degree.
Yep.
They cost about $100,000.
Yep.
And he got his first law job. And after 3 weeks realised, wait, I really, really don't like doing law. And actually became a real estate agent.
Have you had a real estate agent?
What is going on?
Oh, my God. That's frustrating. Well, I suppose that's 3 years of being a student. And he probably liked that lifestyle. Thanks, Gabby.
I think we've got time for one more. Let's go to Christina.
Yes, great. Hello, Christina. How are you going?
Hi, Jane and Mick. Good.
Yeah, good.
Thanks.
Who's the idiot you know?
Oh, I don't know him personally, but there's a story in the Dublin newspaper about a 33-year-old gentleman who presented to hospital complaining of back pain, and he was treating the back pain by injecting himself with semen, with his own semen on a monthly basis for 18 months.
Men are idiots.
I think we have a winner.
I'm not sure what website he read that one from. Christina, there's the winner for the week.
What is going on?
Well, obviously for the length of time he was still doing it, it wasn't cured.
Yeah.
No, that's right. He discharged himself from hospital.
Okay. Well, Christina, he should open his own practice.
Yeah. We end on a high note, of course, with Men Are Idiots. Yeah. What have we got coming up still to go?
Week in review.
Great.
Right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, we were talking about the shortest wedding in Vegas was.
Okay, Rudolph Valentino and Jean Acker, actress, lasted 6 hours.
Six hours?
Yes.
Because you found out he was gay?
Rudolph Valentino, was he? Who knows? Well, questionable. Everyone in Hollywood was questionable in those days. Zsa Zsa Gabor and Philippe d'Elba lasted 24 hours. And
24 hours?
Wow. To be specific, Britney Spears, it was a bit longer than I thought it was four. It was actually 55 hours when she married Jason Alexander.
What a slog.
And finally her management just said, get her out of this.
Jason Alexander.
Not from Seinfeld.
That would have been good.
That would have lasted
55 hours, let me tell you. Hey, very good. That was a great update. And
yes,
we've been full of it this week. There's been so much going on. Should we have a little trip down memory lane?
Why not?
A week in review.
A week of life lessons on Kennedy Malloy. Hamish Blake has taught his boy Sonny about the sneaky stop at the pub on the way home from kinder.
I've taught Sonny the phrase one off the wood, right? And so now Sonny will go, Dad, do we have time for one off the wood?
That's hilarious.
However, recently Hamish hasn't been able to get Sonny his regular soda water and cranberry juice.
You can't get cranberry at our particular pub. And then the guy looks at me and goes, hey, no one does anymore.
We've got heaps. I'm in aged care and we have heaps for that.
Okay. It's not as exciting to say to Sonny, do you want to go and have one off the wood at Shady Oaks?
We learnt from Mick what qualities he finds appealing in a future wife.
The Australian supermodel has gone berserk on the plane.
Yes, I read that.
Got drunk, slapped a female flight attendant and tried to kick someone else in the balls.
And then take her clothes off.
That's not the ideal first date. Yeah. I don't know what is.
Jane taught us never to put our kids in a ball pit ever again.
Evidence of vomit, feces, urine, visible dirt, 8 forms of bacteria that can cause illnesses such as stomach bugs, urinary tract infections, and
and sepsis.
That is the same findings for my couch.
And Mick taught us how he chooses his side of the bed with a new partner.
There's no paperwork, Jane. We don't sign
clinical.
A disclaimer
and
get our agents in to strike up a deal. Yeah, you're just, well, you're lucky if you get to the bed in the first place. But as a gentleman and someone who's been to finishing school...
Somebody wants a root.
Dave Thornton taught his mum how to use Uber.
We get to the destination, bless her cotton socks. She's 70. She opens the purse. She's like rifling through the money. She goes, how are we going to pay him? And I go, no, run. And what's the blood just drained from her face?
And we learned all about one of Mick's life ambitions.
I want to be involved in one of those obesity packages they show on the telly where they cut off your head. You know where he's... I'm doing a story about obesity. He's got pictures of fat guys' stomachs.
Or if it's a fat kid, it's always pixelation, generally. Yeah.
And it's at a playground and they're not playing sport. They're just walking around with their hands in their pocket.
Jane taught us that in the case of Meghan Markle, pregnancy isn't an excuse.
I'm sick of people who are pregnant made out to be saints. A bitch is still a bitch.
Boy!
It's true.
I just think it gives you immunity for a little while, doesn't it?
No.
Give us a call if you're heavily pregnant.
And you're still a bitch.
And when it comes to pregnancy, we learned that Mick is the one who's ready to take responsibility for it.
A male birth control pill has passed the first stage of rigorous safety trials.
You're going to remember to take one for 28 days in a row, are you?
The way to get men to take them is you put them on a bar like beer nuts. You just woof
grab a handful.
That's like giving medication to dogs. You have to wrap it in a bit of ham or something.
Yeah. Jane taught us all a maths lesson.
22, that's pretty long in the tooth. What's that? It's like a...
Horsey years.
In horsey years. Horsey years, that's getting up there.
It is about Camilla's age.
Glenn Robbins has learned his lesson about sharing a room with Mick on a boys' golf trip.
Glenn went to bed early.
I went to bed early. I've done the old stumble in.
To get to the balcony, you have to walk past Glenn's bed. And so Glenn woke up in the middle of the night and Mick was standing at the end of the bed smoking in the nude.
We learned what women over 50 don't talk about.
Menopause or something like that. That's not what women talk about.
No.
It must be on your mind. It's got to be.
I will let you know when it happens to me in the future.
Please don't.
Don't worry. I have a feeling you'll know about it.
And NASA learnt that they should send more than one female-sized spacesuit if they want an all-female spacewalk.
I'm so angry about it.
But all that's at stake is don't walk together.
You've had your little victories over the years with all the men doing the walks together. Oh, nobody likes it when it's two women out there in space. Oh, well.
Hey, that's the end of space. That's why men went to space.
That's right. Get away.
How dare you? How dare you?
But the most important lesson we learnt this week, that Jane getting emotional reading a heroic dog story is immensely funny.
Threw herself in front of the kids and took the bullets. And the dog died.
Oh, Jane. Mick. Oh, my God. I don't know whether to laugh or cry either.
Okay, we better take a break.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance, which is still on, but you got to hurry. Those stocks won't last.
Hurry. Get in there, you idiots.
Hey,
and get
what
involved.
About...
You'll miss the boat. The train is leaving the station. This is the greatest promotion of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to say any more because I'm driving one.
Hey!
I'm driving one.
Has your Ford Ranger arrived?
Yes.
I saw it in the car park yesterday.
It's beautiful.
Talk us through it.
Okay.
Is it a silky ride?
It's a beautiful silky ride. It's a luxury vehicle. I can't believe for the price, $59.90, this is a luxury vehicle with...
$50,990, not $59,000.
No, $50,990 drive away. It's got all the bells and whistles. Yeah. I can hear our show on it. You've got Triple M blaring
sound
out.
Great in the cabin.
The aircon's great. How the good. Cabin's beautiful.
Do you know what you would look like driving around in the Ford Ranger? Like the Ford girl's frumpy mum.
No, you take that back right now or I'm leaving the studio. No, she's turned into the frumpy daughter with that firm haircut.
No, she's growing it out again. I've seen it. No, you would look hot. Are you getting attention?
I am getting attention because it's not normal.
You would look hot in the cab of
I've got my black sunnies on. I'm driving around the streets. And it's a big unit, this car.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not some pissy little vehicle. They're not mucking around.
But you could pop the Pope in the back of this. Cool. Like, as we discussed earlier, you could pop him in the back of the...
Yep. Easily. And it's like, it's so good looking, this car. Anyway, I have the window down a bit because that's what you do because you're a tradie. I'm driving around and I'm just saying, oh, double takes. Whooshka. They're just all having a look
at me. You're getting a bit of attention.
I'm getting attention.
From other tradies?
Yes.
Oh. When you say other tradies, you can't...
Yes, from other tradies because I'm a tradie. And you know what I'm getting? I'm getting slight snarls from women.
Women are
not happy that I'm driving this great car.
What a great combination.
You should get one, women. It's fantastic. Come on, and
everyone should get one of these. It is a behemoth. It is the king of the utility vehicles. Yes.
But you better hurry because this is not my car. I can't keep it. I've got to give it back because it's a run out.
Iconic piece of engineering. You know, like the Concorde, when the Concorde came out and you go, it doesn't matter now. You look at the pyramids. You look at great engineering through the ages and you go, this will stand the test of time.
Oh, it will.
One day we'll all be going into a museum to have a look at the Ford Ranger.
We will. And, hopefully I'm not still
no
in
touching.
It.
Shh.
That's right.
Okay, well done, guys. Ford. Right.
Thank you, Ford.
Ford.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, we need to do some tidying up just before we go. Can we go around the grounds?
Indeed, let's do that.
In Melbourne this weekend, the International Flower and Garden Show. Wow. See you there.
Hey, you know what? We're going to send Josh our work experience kids.
Because it's about time he pulled the finger out.
Because he hasn't done much for a while, and I reckon...
How long have we been on air this year?
Oh, yeah.
He has not...
Don't you think a 16-year-old boy would love going to the International Flower Show? All right, let's send him to that.
I think of him as a frangipani man.
Yeah.
I think so.
Or an agapantha kind of guy, I would have thought.
Maybe an agapantha.
Yeah.
Maybe a rhododendron.
I think he's an orchid.
A rhododendron? Do you think he could be a frangipani? No,
he's an orchid. I think he's a weed.
Well,
I'm going to say that around
my... That's just rude. Hey, Sydney.
Oh, hang on.
John Mayer is in town.
Oh, wow.
See, he's on my list.
Is he?
John Mayer. Well, I think every woman in the world's on his list. I think he's quietly worked his way through.
But I think he's lonely, and I think he needs some roasted pork belly, and I'll cook some for him.
Well, job done. I don't even think you need to go that hard. Okay. I think you'll be all right.
Easy enough.
Hey, Adelaide, the Fringe Aboriginal Art Exhibition is on at Red Poles. Get along, Perth, Fish and Sips. That's the Seafood and Wine Festival.
Oh, that sounds nice.
If you're going to drink wine and seafood,
you would
do that in the great state of Western Australia.
Go to North Freo and do it there.
And Perth. By the way, WA, Ross Glendinning on Front Bar next week.
Oh, really?
You might want to have a look at that.
Oh, he's awesome.
Hey, and if you're in Brisbane, there's a Bohemian Rhapsody sing-along
How do I get around the country? I want to go to all these.
Brisbane's Moonlight Cinema.
That'll be fun.
That will go Coco Bananas.
Excellent.
Hey, a late entry here for Clown of the Week. There's a horse that ran in Rockhampton. It ran in the wrong race.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
How does that happen?
Well done, racing industry. Yeah, Sport of Kings. You got one job as a trainer. One job. Get your horse to run.
That's embarrassing.
It was supposed to run in race 7. It ran in race 6. They thought it was a different horse. When they're doing correct weight, they had to go, we think there may be a problem with number 7. And they've worked out, it wasn't meant to run there.
Oh, dear. Hey, look, we have got a big show next week. You have no idea. Some of the biggest stars in this country coming onto our show.
Charles Firth, Will Anderson, Jackie Gillies.
Yes. We've got Dilruk Dershina, who's my mate.
Scott Pape.
Ella Hooper, Tom Gleeson.
Tom Gleeson, who's
And Will Anderson. Did we say Will Anderson?
Yes. I said Will.
Merrick Watts as well?
No, I think Merrick's a late scratcher.
Oh, bugger.
Yeah, he's got a new podcast down. I think he's working on that, so he can't come
in. Next time.
Next time he'll come in.
Yeah.
Weekend ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out in my Ford Ranger.
Oh, dear.
I've got kids' sport to do tomorrow. Just drive around that baby in a
That's what you'll be doing.
All right, you lot.
Have yourself a great weekend. Perhaps a podcast from today's show. It's been a ripper with Ross Noble. Check that. Kennedy Malloy.
You're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Now, catch the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers at your participating Ford dealers. Details at Ford.com.au.